Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza.
Exactly what are you looking for, Apollo?
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Don Pico's and the Rib Shack. Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory eight-count, and Foreman is as poised as can be.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
Look, it's the name, man.
And the WBO.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I'm not Mother Teresa, and I'm not Charles Manson either, but just treat me equal.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 26 years. And, of course, we are just about 2.5 days away from Manny Pacquiao and Shane Mosley, the slaughter that it will be. That's right, won't be much of a fight, not in my mind. Anyway, we're going to talk tonight with Kareem Mayfield, who was Manny Pacquiao's main sparring partner for this fight. We'll talk with him at about 40 minutes past the hour. Of course, he's like 13-0 with about 9 knockouts, an undefeated fighter. We'll also talk with Ricky of Ricky's Sports Bar over in San Leandro, California, is going to be airing the Manny Pacquiao-Shane Mosley fight on closed-circuit television on the high-def pay-per-view. Slam and Sammy Perez will be here to talk pay-per-view MMA. And, of course, I'm here to talk about Robert Richard Duran and how he died this week because he had no health insurance. Not Roberto Duran, Richard Duran. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats, located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California, for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at
RingTalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Would it bother you much if I worked a little longer?
Just pull the door closed when you leave.
Thank you.
If there's magic in boxing, it's the magic of fighting battles beyond endurance, beyond cracked ribs, ruptured kidneys, and detached retinas. It's the magic of risking everything for a dream that nobody sees but you.
From the soundtrack of The Million Dollar Baby to the great late Paul Williams. Of course, former lead singer, co-lead singer of The Temptations, the original Temptations. Man, back in the day, 1971. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look to the world of boxing and MMA. And, you know, some of you might think I might be going off subject here, but I think this is the most important thing I've talked about in a long time. Socialized medicine. Now, why am I bringing up socialized medicine? Am I an Obama guy? Not really, okay? Well, the reason why I'm bringing up socialized medicine is that Richard Duran, Richard Bam Bam Duran, 27-3, 13 KOs, the three fights he lost, two were in world title opportunities to Kenny McKinney and Tracy Harris Patterson, where I thought he got burned in the Patterson fight, but he was the stepson of Floyd Patterson, the former heavyweight champion of the world, former two-time heavyweight champion of the world. And then he lost his last fight in 1994 to primetime Eddie Croft, who I mentioned last week when I slammed his management team of Johnny Nava and Sal Colucci to the point where they're still trying to recover and seeing a psychologist for therapy. That's how bad I beat them down. Okay, but the bottom line is Richard Bam Bam Duran, 47 years old. Take that back, 44 years old. Okay, he was a 17-year-old teammate of mine. We went down and fought for the California state title in 1984 at the famed Olympic Auditorium. And I remember when he won, the ring announcer, the late Danny Valdivia, said, "And ladies and gentlemen, the winner, Richard Duran." And he made Duran such a big, I mean, you know, he made a big thing about it being Duran because, you know, Roberto Duran, right? Well, Richard was a very good fighter. He wasn't the greatest fighter in the world. I mean, I think Duran was probably one of the greatest fighters in the world, but Richard was a world-class athlete. Won the California state title, won the Western Olympic Trials in 1984 at the age of 17, and then he was denied an opportunity to go to the Olympics by the political machine that was the United States Amateur Boxing Federation, which is now USA Boxing. Okay, so they ripped him off in Houston. I mean, they just flat-out ripped him off. But they also ripped off people like Andy Minsker when he fought Meldrick Taylor back in 1984. So, I mean, it wasn't Henry Tillman. Henry Tillman got the gift over Mike Tyson. Tyson dropped him twice. Who went to the Olympics? Henry Tillman. Anyway, the bottom line is the Olympic folks, they have their preordained teams as to who's going to go to the Olympics and who's not. Okay, so Richard Duran, the age of 17, was not going to go. Mario Lesperance out of Vallejo, California, the former United States Amateur Boxing Federation champion, they burned him out of an opportunity to go as well, okay? So the two local guys, who I need not shill for because they had all kinds of talent, okay, they didn't get to go to the Olympics. So they both stuck around for another 4 years hoping they can go in 1988. Well, at that point in time, they were 4 years longer in the tooth. Richard was like 22 years old. He didn't make it. He won, I think, the Nationals along with Kevin Ford. The 1989 champion was Kevin Ford. I think they lost in the finals of the 1988 National Golden Gloves, both Kevin and Richard together. Kevin, of course, a famed heavyweight out of Sacramento, California, who I saw at Richard Bam Bam Duran's funeral service on Monday in Roseville, California. Okay, but Richard Duran had high blood pressure. Richard Duran didn't have health insurance. Richard Duran didn't have the $150 to go see a doctor so he can get a prescription to get the high blood pressure medicine. Richard Duran is dead because of this at the age of 44, okay? Had he lived in Canada, he'd have his medicine. Had he lived in Finland, England, France, Germany, I can go on and on, Colombia, Macau, I can keep going, folks, Cuba. Damn it, when Cubans can get better medicine than we can, and forget all that stuff you see Michael Moore doing the documentary and all that kind of good stuff where all the right-wing fanatics went crazy, said, oh, Michael Moore's a nut, this and that. Yeah, well, guess what? He could have got his high blood pressure medicine in Cuba. He could have got it for free if he couldn't afford it, okay? He can't get that here. Instead of the military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us so much about in his last address, he was the 34th president of the United States, and he said this in 1960, before John F. Kennedy took office, he said, beware of the military-industrial complex. I say, beware of the medical-industrial complex, because they have just torn this country apart, okay? And those of you that are against socialized medicine, most of you have jobs that give you free medicine. So you got Kaiser. There's a cop over there. I won't mention what police department it is, but he knows who it is, and he's listening. He used to be a friend of mine. Now I consider him an associate because of his right-wing zealot thoughts, okay, him and his Rush Limbaugh type of mindset. Anyway, the bottom line is he's against socialized medicine. Why? Because his job provides medicine for both him and his wife. He doesn't have to sweat it. He doesn't have to worry about it, okay? I know guys that are paying $1,800 a month for him and his wife to have medical care. $1,800 a month for them just to have medical care. And that's they have a deductible along with that as well. Okay, I pay $250 a month. Duran didn't have the money. He's dead because of this, okay? This is an indictment of the United States system. This whole idea of socialized medicine, this and that. You know, at first I thought it was people like my friend across the bay. You know, I thought that they were afraid they were going to raise their taxes. They're going to have to pay a few more bucks. It isn't that. They just don't want to see poor people and people of color get something they think is free. And that's what this boiled down to, a racism issue in my mind, okay? The fact that the president was pushing it and he's black had a lot to do with it not working, okay? The public option should have been available. People should have been able to buy into a medical program for $25 a person, maybe $100 for a family, something like that, okay? It could have worked. It was affordable. The plans were laid out. Nobody wanted it, okay? The Republicans fought it hard. The fattest states in this country, and I know some of you are listening down there, in Oklahoma, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, I can go on and on. You guys are the five most obese states in the country, the fattest people in the country, the most unhealthy people in the country. And you're railing against socialized medicine because you think it's communism. But then again, when you turn 65 and they give you Medicare and Social Security, that's socialized medicine, right? So you can have socialized medicine if you're over 65, if you're lucky enough to make it to 65. But unfortunately, people like Richard Duran weren't lucky enough to make it to 65. He only made it to 44, and he's dead because of this, okay? So you can indict me if you want via the email, ringtalk@yahoo.com. You can join me in the chat room at justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. So you can come after me with both fists. But the bottom line is, when I got sick in Colombia, the doctor said to me when I was leaving the hospital after 2 days, he patted me on the back and said to me, Mr. Fernandez, we're sorry you got sick in Colombia. When I got sick in Macau, I tried to pay the lady when I was leaving the hospital. She was insulted that I was even trying to offer her money, okay? When I was in the United Arab Emirates in January, I got sick. I was in the hospital over there twice. Didn't charge me a dime, okay? But yet here in the United States, if you go to Kaiser, it's $500 just to get your blood pressure checked. Just for them to check you into the emergency room, it's $500. So what I'm trying to say is Richard Durant is dead because a few right-wing fools in this country didn't want to have socialized medicine, didn't want to have the public option. So I blame his death on you guys. So you guys have all got blood on your hands. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Manny Pacquiao, Shane Mosley fight going to be at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's rickys.com, 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's Saturday night. We'll talk with Ricky a little bit later in tonight's show. Kareem Mayfield still to come. Next up on the show, we talk MMA with the expert himself, Slammin' Sammy Perez, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
In today's active world, everyone is turning to exercise and sports to stay young and keep in shape. Both activities can be painful. And what about the aches and pains of arthritis as we age? Now, there is an over-the-counter product with active ingredients that can help relieve pain quickly. It's called Blue Goo. Blue Goo is loaded with MSM, glucosamine, chondroitin, and other helpful ingredients that give you long-lasting pain relief. Whether it's muscle strains, tendinitis, headaches, back and neck aches, arthritis, or joint pain relief, Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel is for you. Blue Goo is the official pain relief gel of the Los Angeles Lakers. It's fast, effective, and affordable. Let Blue Goo Pain Relief Gel work for you. Look for the new easy-to-use squeezable bottles of Blue Goo in Walmart stores or online at dothegoo.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Stand-up battle so far. Man, you're right, Joe. Mike Brown's just so tight with his strength. Oh, yeah! Gambarian looking to finish. Oh! And it is
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Man, are they on tour. Check them out, towerofpower.com. I think they're in Wichita, Kansas tonight. They'll be here June the 15th at the San Mateo County Fair. Tower of Power coming back to the Bay Area. Of course, Tower of Power, the house band. And I do my work at towerofpower.com. Pedro's Song of the Month is featured at towerofpower.com. Speaking of a tower of power, my next guest is a tower of power in the world of MMA. He is known as Slammin' Sammy Perez of ringtalk.com. What's up, Big Slammin' Sam?
Pedro, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. I want to clarify one thing because I just got an email on this one. I'm not blaming the entire country for Richard Duran dying because of the fact he had no health insurance, because of the fact he didn't have $120 to go see a doctor to get a high blood pressure prescription for his medicine. What I am blaming is I'm blaming the right-wing zealots and the people out there that fought so hard against socialized medicine that it didn't happen this year, or it didn't happen in the Obama administration, and probably never will happen as far as the public option is concerned. So I'm not blaming everybody and all my listeners out there. I'm not throwing this ball all at you. I'm just throwing it at the few that were tried to say their taxes were going to get raised and that wasn't going to happen, when in all actuality, really, they just didn't want poor people getting something for free. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Slammin' Sammy Perez on the line from Bethlehem, PA. Not Bethlehem in the Middle East, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And, of course, what I want to talk to him about is this past Saturday night, UFC 129, I watched some of the prelims over at Ricky Sports Theater. They were on Facebook, and then there was a couple other prelims that were great. All the prelims were great. I mean, we were looking at probably one of the best nights of MMA I've ever seen. All of a sudden, the main event came on, and I almost was put into a self-induced coma.
Pedro, it's a shame, you know. You hit it right on the head. Right from the first fight of the night, the first five fights were shown on Facebook, and those were dynamite. The two prelims on Spike were great. Even the first four fights on the pay-per-view were really good. If the main event just would have lived up to what it could have been, this could have arguably been one of the top three or four UFC cards in their history.
Okay. Now, I've got to blame Jake Shields. He's probably listening tonight because he lives here in the Bay Area, and he trains out of San Jose, and he's one of Cesar Gracie's fighters. But he didn't bring it. I mean, he knew that for him to win, he had to get Georges St-Pierre on the ground. There was no way he was going to beat him standing up. There was just no way in the world it was going to happen. He knew going in, and yet I don't think I remember him even trying to go for a couple of takedowns, not even one. What was going through that guy's mind? Is that all he wanted to do was survive?
That's the million-dollar question, Pedro. And the sad part about it is it really bothers me when these fighters wait till after the fact, when they have the opportunity, and then they let it go by, and they sit in the locker room, and they think about what they could have done or what they should have done. Shields was saying that he should have deviated from the game plan he had, which, honestly, I'm not exactly sure why he went in with that game plan. For a while there, it appeared as though he was thinking about maybe having St. Pierre think he was going to stand with him and then eventually in the later rounds try to take him down. But as you indicated, he never made that attempt. The only attempt he made was catching St. Pierre's leg every time he threw a kick, which he caught it a couple of times, but he never tried to advance or push the issue. But so I really can't comment on why Shields did what he did.
Okay, but all in all, Jake Shields has never been that exciting of a fighter. He's won titles in four or five different sanctioning bodies, including Strikeforce, okay? But he never was the most exciting fighter in the world. Here was his day in the sun. This sort of reminded me of a guy showing up for the heavyweight championship of the world, 55 pounds overweight and not in condition, because he just didn't put it out. He didn't go for it. It was there. The opportunity was there. I'm not saying he would have won, but the opportunity was there, and he refused to make the initiative and take it.
What makes it even worse, Pedro, is many MMA fans were really arguing the point that why Shields actually got this shot at St. Pierre. This was only his second fight in the UFC. His first fight against Martin Campman, a lot of people argue that he didn't even win. He won a split decision over Martin Campman, so people were arguing why Shields got this shot. I'm not saying he's not a worthy fighter. It's a shame that he didn't try to fight to his strengths and show his wares, but, you know, it's the same old story. Whenever these guys lose, the big thing they always say, even St. Pierre, you know, he has to take part of the blame for that main event also. I mean, I'll come to his defense partly because he did suffer an eye injury in the third round, so he had to kind of play it cautious the rest of the way, but my argument to that is He didn't have no eye injury against Koscheck, and he didn't have no eye injury against Dan Hardy. So what was his excuses there?
Okay, Vitor Belfort this week was diagnosed with hepatitis, the not serious hepatitis, the hepatitis you get when you eat bad food or somebody didn't wash their hands before they cooked your hamburger or something like that. So Vitor Belfort is on the shelf for a little bit. Is Vitor through?
No. No, he's not through. I mean, let's not forget, Pedro, this guy got beat in the first round by, you know, many people argue the greatest fighter in the world, and he got caught. You know, he got caught with a front kick, which a lot of people hadn't seen until Machida just threw it again this past Saturday. But, you know, no, he's not through. The three fights prior to that, he looked impressive, really impressive. He was knocking guys out in the first round. So he just got caught, and he'll be back strong. I believe the form of hepatitis he has is hepatitis A, which you indicated is not not the serious one. So, no, he'll be fine. I think, okay. And he's far from through.
Bellator's got something going on later this month. They're going to show all their fights. They're going to show the finishes of all their fights on one day. I think someday in late May. I had the day written down here, and I missed it up. I can't find my scratch paper here. But the bottom line is they've got a 205-pound champion coming up, too, and this will be their first light heavyweight champion. Is Bellator going to make a move, or is Bellator going to get sort of swept by the wayside here? Have they got a chance?
I believe they have a chance, especially now that Strikeforce got, bought out by the UFC. So really, outside of the UFC, especially here in North America, there's no other, you know, major organization other than Bellator. So and the fact that they do, you know, offer these tournament-style fights, I believe that's their niche. I believe they do have their chance. They're never going to compete with the UFC on that level. However, they've carved out a niche for themselves. You know, unfortunately, to be honest, while they got this deal with MTV2, they moved their fights to Saturday night, which sort of works sometimes when there's nothing else going on. But, for example, this weekend, they got to go against Manny Pacquiao, Shane Mosley. And it's a shame because they have the welterweight tournament final, which is a great fight between Jay Haran and Rick Horn.
Okay.
And a lot of people, unless you're going to record it, are probably not going to see it. So okay. That's the only drawback.
Slam and Sam Air, we'll talk to you later. All the best, you and the wife.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pedro. You take care.
Okay, we go from Bethlehem, PA, folks, to San Leandro, California, talking about Ricky Ricardo, and not the Ricky Ricardo of Desilu Productions, the Ricky Ricardo of Ricky Sports Theater, the number two ranked sports bar in all of America, according to Sports Illustrated magazine, where they will have the Manny Pacquiao, Shane Mosley fight in high definition this Saturday night. First fight is 6 o'clock p.m. Ricky, how are you and your lovely wife, Tina?
We're fine, Pedro, man. Good to hear from you.
Okay, talk to me, man. What time is this fight? Is 6 o'clock it's going to start? Anything before that or what?
Prelims at 6. Nothing before that. Prelims at 6. We all open the doors about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and we're expecting one of the biggest crowds we've ever had.
Okay. He is the draw now in boxing. No doubt about it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's nobody compares to him in the game, the boxing game at this time. Pacquiao is the number one draw, and it's been that way for a while now.
Okay. Let's go switch gears to MMA. You had a great crowd last Saturday night for UFC 129. The crowd was there. The crowd was energetic. The MMA crowd, did they seem a little bit more juiced up, a little bit more excited than the boxing crowd? Or is the boxing crowd, have I become boxing impotent? And what's up here?
I think it goes to the fight. You know, I think when the fight's good, you hear the crowd bun. But they can all be about the same. You know, when the boxing crowd, I think the boxing crowd is probably, when it gets going, it really gets going.
Okay. How much you get in on Saturday night?
25.
25 bucks.
Excuse me, Pedro.
25 bucks a pop, and you get to watch it on the high def, right?
All high def, all big screens, you bet.
Okay, now if you have an overflow, you going to do it outdoors again or what?
No, just inside. Excuse me, my voice is giving away.
Well, his voice is giving away. It's Ricky Ricardo, folks, with Ricky Sports Theater. You look him up online at rickys.com or give him a call at 510-352-0200. They are on Hesperian Boulevard, a couple of blocks off East 14th Street, a couple of blocks from the BART station in San Leandro, California, so you have no excuse not to be there. $25 admission. I'll be there. We'll have a great night. Ricky, say hello to your lovely wife and that fine, that great bartender you got there, Sergio.
All right, I'll do that, Pedro. I look forward to seeing you. We'll have some fun on Saturday.
Talk to you soon, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
You are tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. I love the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We are broadcasting live on justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. Come the Saturday show with the justin.tv/ringtalkworldwide. We'll have all kinds of video. I mean, tons and tons of video. Manny Pacquiao, Shane Mosley will build up to the fight. We'll have a great time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
One can have a dream, baby.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being.
You can say how it feels.
Well, one can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
One can stand alone in the dark,
two
yeah.
Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Anybody that's watched my next guest box envies him, folks. He has super fire-like credentials. I'm talking about Kareem Mayfield, the undefeated prospect, of course. 13-0, one draw and eight knockouts out of the City by the Bay on June 17th. He'll be taking on former champion Steve Forbes. Looks like that fight will be taking place in Austin, Texas. And Kareem, how's life treating the kids, man?
Oh, man, everything is going well, you know, feeling real good.
Okay, so talk to me about how was training camp with Manny Pacquiao?
Well, first of all, it was an awesome experience. I've been to a lot of world champion camps, and for the most part, I was digging that one the most.
Because you were digging into him or what?
But a mixture of things. But I'd say they treated me pretty well, you know. The experience of working with somebody that explosive and fast, and him being a southpaw, and actually being my height, so that negated a lot of things. But you know, also the exposure that I had received from just being in the camp, all of that was just okay. Good look overall.
How good is he? I mean, here's a guy that went from 107 to 147 pounds, and the knock that I have on him, and maybe it's legitimate, and maybe it's not, but you know. He's gained all this weight, hasn't gained an ounce of fat. He fought Antonio Margarito and made him weigh 150 pounds when they fought for a 154-pound title fight. Made Miguel Cotto come down to 145 for a 147-pound title fight. In other words, I mean, he may be a great fighter and all this, but if he was such a great fighter, I mean, Sugar Ray Robinson or Sugar Ray Leonard or Roberto Duran wouldn't have made guys come down in weight like this. So why is Manny Pacquiao such a great fighter?
I think it's his angles. It's his angles. You know, I've sparred some fast guys. I've sparred explosive guys and a mixture of both. But his angles, for the most part, and those punches that he don't even know that he's going to throw. You know, it's not a set combo that he does. Some guys you can expect certain things, but he throws things that you're not expecting. And not to mention he's on the side of you. I do a lot of I'm a student of the game, and I watch a lot of fighters, and nowadays, too many of them are in hidden angles, and if they are, they're sort of technical. It's technical. Here's the more so it seems to be innate, and he throws punches from the angles from an innate perspective, opposed to, you know, just listening to what Freddie Roach had told him. Even though I'm sure Freddie Roach has taught him a whole lot, but for the most part, I do feel that it's from his angles and the style of punches that he throws.
We're talking with Kareem Mayfield, folks, the undefeated welterweight out of San Francisco, California. Of course, Manny Pacquiao's main sparring partner for this Saturday night's fight against Sugar Shane Mosley. And I got to ask you this. Did he lump you up like he lumps up all these other sparring partners or what?
No, man. You know, first of all, whenever I go to camp, I don't come to I look forward to being kicked out. Look, I'm looking to do my thing to do well towards them. But not at all. You know.
But you've been kicked out of training camps for kicking guys' butts before?
Yeah, definitely. You know, recently I helped actually mimic Sergio Mora for Sugar Shane, and they got rid of me early, man. I was doing a little bit too much to them. I was Ricky Hatton camp. They got rid of me there when Ricky Hatton was getting ready for Floyd Mayweather, and put a good number on him, and they sent me home after a week, so for the most part, that's what I'm looking like when I go to camp.
That's one hell of a sign of respect, though. I mean, when you're a sparring partner, you're brought in to work with the guy, and you're not brought in there to be his punching bag. You're brought in there to work with him, and you end up lumping him up, and they send you home early. That's sort of like a badge of honor.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a good look. For the most part, I would rather stay for the whole camp to receive the rest of the benefits, whether it's money or exposure. But, you know, I'd be happy that it's a badge of honor. I can take home. That's something I can put in my own mental notes that what I just did to whoever it may be. And it's just a good look for me for the most part, just mentally.
So did Manny Pacquiao grab and hold a lot? Is he a holder in the gym? How's he fighting the gym?
He wasn't. I was surprised at that he wasn't actually a holder like that. I was switching my styles at different points where, you know, I may be attacking or some time where I would be the counterpuncher. But he didn't hold much at all inside the camp. I was doing more sort of the grappling, so to speak. He didn't do much. He's more of the mover, puncher. But I see it actually when as the camp start progressing, they begin to work more on the inside. So that was more, that was a good look, because I'm assuming that they're expecting for Shane Mosley to be doing the same exact thing.
Shane Mosley is 39 years old now. He's been through a lot of fights. He really hasn't really looked spectacular in a long time. I mean, he lost the two fights to Vernon Forrest. And then, of course, he won the fight with De La Hoya, and he was on steroids for that. He admitted taking the steroids, both the clear and the cream, from Victor Conti, as well as the EPO. And then, of course, he won that fight somewhat controversially. And then afterwards, he sort of went downhill. I mean, the fights with Winky Wright, they were bad. They were mistakes. I remember his wife turned down $10 million to fight De La Hoya in a third fight. Instead fought Winky Wright for like $2.5 million. What a big managerial mistake that was. But she's gone now. She left. She took half his money and left. That's why he's still fighting probably. He's getting $5 million on Saturday night. I guess he needs it after the old lady took half.
And for real. And like you said, you know, I had seen him when I was like, actually when I was comparing my style, contrasting styles, and I just said the way that I was doing Sergio Moura, I assumed that I'm like, well, Shane's going to get rid of him. Ended up being a majority draw. I'm like, what the hell was I doing that Shane wasn't doing, you know? And that really, actually, that was a good mental note for myself and, you know, for my mindset that, you know, this guy got a majority draw, and I'm like dog walking this dude, you know what I mean? But like you said, it definitely has been a decline in his skills for sure.
Okay, so if we were to put you and Shane Mosley in the ring right now, you'd win.
Oh, yeah, he got to go.
Okay, he got to go. Now, if I were to put you in the ring with Manny Pacquiao right now, how would you predict that outcome?
Until somebody beats me, I can be Superman. I wouldn't say that no one could beat me, but until they actually do it themselves, so I definitely see myself coming out with the victory.
Okay, let's switch gears from Manny Pacquiao to Steve Forbes. Steve Forbes, one of my buddies on Facebook, and he's a good guy. He's a nice guy, a family man. Not a big puncher though. 35-1. Take that back. 35-9 and 11 knockouts. You're gonna fight him in Austin, Texas. Is this gonna be televised, Kareem?
Yeah, this one will be televised. It'll be actually a 10-round event, if I'm not mistaken.
On what? HBO, Telefutura?
No, it's gonna be ESPN.
ESPN.
Yeah.
So what does Steve Forbes bring to the dance besides fast hands?
Well, I think he brings an elusive style and good footwork work, and he has a pretty good defense, and not to mention he has experience. He's been in there with some of the top guys. He was actually a former world champion, so, you know, that brings a lot to the table, and it's just a good experience for me to get in there and showcase my skills against him.
Okay, you haven't fought in a year, but you've been in all these training camps, and every time I see you, you look pretty rock solid. We did that whatever happened to that YouTube video we did a couple weeks ago? What happened to that?
You know what, a friend of mine, Don Sudi, actually just put it on CD for me, and actually I'm getting like a little a boxing entry put together, so you definitely will be making your cameo appearance in that.
We had a little fun that night, didn't we?
Yeah, that was cool. I enjoyed myself.
You know, it's always a pleasure to see you in public. I see, you know, you treat the fans well, the fans respect you, and, you know, you carry an aura of class about you, young man, And there's not too many guys that I can say that about in the world of professional boxing. I mean, there's a few, but there aren't too many. I mean, you are in the upper echelon, not only the welterweight division, not only as a good fighter, but as a good human being. You handle yourself well, and you present yourself well in public, and I'm just proud as hell to know you.
Well, I appreciate that, man, especially coming from a guy with your prestige, and you know, I also, you know, I'm definitely a cool guy, you know, do the community work and all that type of stuff. But you know, when it's time to get grimy, I can get grimy. If the media need me to be the bad guy, I'll be the bad guy. If they need me to be the a-hole, I'll be the a-hole. I can switch both ways, man. I'm like a chameleon.
Kareem Mayfield's our guest, folks. We do have open phone lines in a couple of minutes here. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. So now I put you on the spot. Sugar Shane Mosley got a chance against Manny Pacquiao?
He definitely does have a chance. He has first of all, a puncher's chance. I know, if I'm not mistaken, an older guy a long time ago had mentioned to me that that's one of the last things that go is your punch. Your speed may be gone, but your punch is always there. And, you know, a right hand, they say negate a southpaw style, the right hand is what comes in. Sugar Shane is one of the you know, best known right hands, or overhand rights, or straight right hand punches that's still out there in the game. So he definitely still has a chance. He's definitely still strong. I don't know about his feet work at this point in the game, but he definitely still has a chance.
So were you able to lay that right hand on Manny Pacquiao pretty regularly, or what?
I wouldn't say regularly, but I did definitely land some good right hands at moments for sure. You know that's the ideal punch to throw against the southpaw. Everyone knows that. That's not a secret. But yeah, for sure, I definitely landed some right hands. And you know, some days you have good days, some days you have bad days. But I'd say I had more better days than bad.
Okay, so I'll put you on the spot once more. Who wins this fight? How?
I see. Manny Pacquiao actually winning by I'm comparing the contrast of styles. I see Manny Pacquiao actually winning in the eighth round by TKO.
Just too much for the older guy, or what?
Yeah, and Shane, he doesn't move backwards. You know, he doesn't move backwards at all. And he does like a fight, but Pacquiao hits these angles, and he can move backwards, he can move forwards, he can move at angles. And Shane is more so of a straightforward fighter, and he can box a tad bit, but he doesn't do that. He hasn't did that since. About 10 years ago, you know, in his youth. But okay. And anybody that sits in front of Shane, in front of Pacquiao, he's pretty much just doing his Pac-Man thing and chewing him up.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit. Has Shane Mosley shown the residual effects of professional boxing? Is he a little bit slower now in speaking and his mannerisms, this and that? I mean, do you notice that?
I haven't taken a look at the last 3-6 since you're speaking on it. I'm gonna take a look at it and try to analyze that and see if his motor skills have slowed down. But honestly, I haven't seen anything in particular. I've only seen like the editing parts of the previews of 360. But I'm gonna check that out tonight now that we're talking about it.
Okay, live is treating you well though, huh?
Yeah, everything is going well. You know, definitely after this camp, it was a good look, and I'm just looking forward. I've been training hard already against Stevie Forbes, and, you know, I've known Stevie actually for several years, but, you know, this is a business, and I have to do what I have to do.
Okay, so tell me about the Straightforward Boxing Club. Is Ben Battista still running the show down there on 7th Street?
He sure is. You know, that's more of a mentor program, and we mentored a lot of the youth that's in inner city, youth and young adults. And, you know, Ben Battista is still, you know, definitely the man for that job. He's actually the president of USA Boxing in Northern California. He just was elected not too long ago. But, you know, we're still running the program. We're still doing what we got to do to save these lives and, you know, save the youth.
Which is quite an honor considering some of the past presidents have had their presidency taken away by the Attorney General of the state of California for misappropriating funds and things like that. So I think Ben's a great addition. Plus, I think our Northern California team just walked away with a couple of medals at the Nationals a few weeks ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we definitely did. It's been a good look. And actually, Ben Battista, a few of the fighters actually came from Straightforward Gym. So that's definitely a good look. Again, he's not only the president, he's a trainer, he's a coach, and he's a life coach. So he's been in my life since I actually started boxing, actually a little bit before boxing. But, you know, people see me with Virgil Hunter, and actually I was training with Mayweather. But Coach Ben has always been there, and he continues to be by my side.
Okay, let's tip our hat. Let's both tip our hat to Ben Battista, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, and I want to wish you the very best in the future. I want to talk to you before you fight Steve Forbes. Say hello to your lovely lady. Take care of the kids. And, man, you're a class act. I love you and the best of you, Kareem.
Rollo, appreciate you much, bro. Thanks for the call.
All right. Kareem Mayfield, folks, 13-0-1, 8 knockouts, June 17th on ESPN. He takes on Steve Forbes, a former world champion. That'll be in Austin, Texas on ESPN2. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Little Tower of Power here from the Great American Soul Book and Me and Mrs. Jones, a remake of Billy Paul's great hit. Of course, a dramatist did it as well, but nobody does it like LB Larry Braggs.
Me and Mrs. Jones. We've got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Do you suffer from arthritis, muscle soreness, muscle cramps, or joint pain and stiffness? If so, Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief can help you. Scientifically advanced Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief combines the new Miracle Cure Celedrin with clinically proven pain relief ingredients to not only reduce arthritis pain, but to eliminate it. Apply it once in the morning and once in the evening for 24-hour relief.
Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief is easy to open and easy to use, so there are no lids or caps to struggle with, and there are no messy tubes. Don't let arthritis, muscle soreness, joint pain, or stiffness slow you down or limit your daily activities. If you're looking for relief, get Arthritic Max Arthritis Relief. Available at arthriticmax.com.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronics Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Aha, the late Biggie Smalls. Remember he got snuffed down in L.A.? They shot him when he was in a car. Not a hard guy to shoot. He weighed like 400 pounds. Couldn't miss him. The bottom line is he was a hell of a rapper. Amir Khan. Amir Khan. That's his name. I spell it A space M-E-R-E space C-O-N. He spells his name A-M-I-R-K-H-A-N, Amir Khan. I think he's an Amir Khan. He will not fight Tim Bradley. He's trying to get out of this fight with Tim Bradley for the junior welterweight championship. He's also doesn't want to have anything to do with Robert the Ghost Guerrero out of Gilroy, California. Of course, the once-beaten Ghost, I think he's like 29-1 now, 18 knockouts. The recognized lightweight champion, even though Juan Manuel Marquez doesn't want no part of him, okay? The bottom line is he wants no part of the Ghost. Lots of stories about that. And is Manny Pacquiao more popular in the Philippines than God? That is at ringtalk.com. You think I'm kidding? Check out the website, worldwideweb.ringtalk.com. Want to say hello to my lovely daughter, Jacqueline, my cousin, Cecilia, my auntie, Julia. I hope she's feeling better. Today is Maria Ramirez Franco's birthday. Today is the late Rose Antonelli's birthday. Want to thank Bobby. And then Saturday night, we'll be hanging out, I think, at Pasali's. Is that what it's called? Pasali's on Fillmore. There's a big party there for Darlene Ortiz. Until then, peace, love, and lots of respect. Don't forget to visit one or all of our foreign local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.